For everything there is a season, and a time for every matter under heaven. A time to be born, and a time to die. A time to plant, and a time to pluck up what is planted. A time to kill, and a time to heal. A time to break down, and a time to build up. A time to weep, and a time to laugh. A time to mourn, and a time to dance. A time to cast away stones, and a time to gather stones together. A time to embrace, and a time to refrain from embracing. A time to seek, and a time to lose. A time to keep, and a time to cast away. A time to tear, and a time to sow. A time to keep silence, and a time to speak. A time to love, and a time to hate. A time for war, and a time for peace. Better is a handful of quietness than two hands full of toil and a striving after the wind. Ecclesiastes chapter 3, verses 1 through 8, and then chapter 4, verse 6. The final bit of our over a month now journey through the stronger sections of the books of wisdom. And by stronger, I guess what I mean is the sections which hold together, which tie together as broader theology, the theology of what wisdom is, of what the Word of God is, of what our relationship with this Word is, of the dangers of folly, the danger of vanity, the chaos of this age, and the patience we are given through faith in the promises of the Christ to endure this age as a people set apart. These words, then, are a fitting end, a recognition from King Solomon that all of the wisdom of our life in this age is relative. It is contextualized, like the postmoderns would say these days. It has a place, but its place is not always. But the wisdom of God, his eternal giving, this catechism, this Ten Commandments, Creed, and Lord's Prayer, these things have no time that does not fit with all time. That's why we call them doctrine, dogma. They are wisdom that does not run into limits or have a place where it does not belong. They are the ultimate wisdom which would teach us how to be quiet when the world is toiling and striving after the wind, to be quiet, to be still, to sit and wait on the knowledge of God. Not that you would never lift your hands. There's a time for that. But that even as you find the time to lift your hands and work, or the time to close your hands and rest as you prepare to die, you would know that the futility of the present is so much smaller than the eternity of what is coming because of who Jesus is and what he has done for you. In this life, there are seasons and seasons and seasons. In this age, you will have tribulation. So that with all that is good that comes, evil will come with it as well, because of the original sinfulness of our fall. So while a new generation is born, so another dies. While there is glory in the harvest, there is always a time to plant again. While there is the dream of healing, the dream of peace on earth, that you wouldn't harm even an animal, something must die in order that you may live. You can cast away stones, you can gather them. You can mourn, you can dance. It all belongs to this age, even though much of it does not belong to the age to come. Here you find war and peace. Here you find love and hate. And there is nothing to be done about that. But Jesus has done something about it, greater than all that we could do, so that it is always the time to seek his kingdom. And it is always the time to know that he will not lose one of all that the Father has given to him. It is always time to keep his word close to your heart. And it is always a time to know that he will never cast away those who come to him for mercy. It is always time to know that while this age has been torn asunder, the one who sows the good seed has done so that he might rebind it all together in himself, in his body, in his blood, according to all the prophecies of all the ancient world. This is the greatest wisdom of all, who Jesus is and what he's done for you.